call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Matthew, the second chapter. The Bible reads this morning in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. I'll read verses 1 and 2 for your consideration this morning. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For he have seen his star, we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Supporting scripture from Isaiah 55 and 6. The Bible reads, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak for thought or a subject. Wise men are still seeking Jesus. Wise men are still seeking Jesus.
Hallelujah. Anybody come to worship him this morning? Hallelujah. What a wonderful time of the year. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day we can celebrate the birth of Jesus. You don't have to wait until December. But all through the other months when things happen in your life, who do you call on? Hallelujah. I'm glad that I serve a God that I don't have to wait till December to talk to him or talk about him or to share that love that he has put in my heart. Wouldn't we be a miserable people this morning? Is the only time we got love was December? Hallelujah. We are blessed people this morning because despite where we come from, God has still blessed us. All of us in here, we were born poor. Most of us in here now are still poor financially, but we are rich with Jesus. We are rich with hope. We ought to be rich with integrity and a mind to know that I am a child of God. And then when we think about the songs that have been sang, not the beat, but the words of the song, I am a believer this morning that because he is, I am. I can be anything that he would allow me to be. So there are no doors that can be closed in my face that cannot be reopened. There are no holes that I can fall in that he cannot lift me back out of. Anybody ever been down in the hole? Know that you weren't in the right wheel of a right fellowship with God and God just blessed you and had mercy on you. This is a good time to evaluate where you are, where you come from, and then acknowledge where you are trying to go. Hallelujah. You can grab a child by the hand. And if you drag them along, they'll go right along with you. But there are times when a child can be rebellious. You ever seen a child just fall out? And I don't care, it's a little bitty baby, but if that baby don't want to be picked up, that baby won't be picked up. That's the way God has to deal with some of us. God is trying to pick you up and carry you along the way, and you're just like a baby. Fall out. Get your jaws full of air all the time. Then forget where your blessings come from. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's Christmas time. And I'm excited about Jesus this morning. I'm excited about that good-looking choir that I'm looking at this morning. Opening up their mouth to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I'm excited about a little baby that is in the house of God that might not know what's going on this morning. But hallelujah, over 2,000 years ago, they told me that there was a baby child laying in a manger. No room for him in the inn. So those of us that close God out, that do our own thing, that don't have time to do what God would have us to do, well, you're just like the innkeeper. You got all your business and all your mind crowded in. There's no way for God to get in. Somebody said he's knocking at the door. And all you got to do is let him in. But there's a problem. The problem is you in the way. I don't know where we going this morning. I'm already on my way. Whoever needed that, I sure hope you got it. What God gave me to bring, it's going to take me but a minute because I ain't got much wind left. But you know what? That's why it's important to me, John. When I can go and see 85 and 90 year old people. You know what? When I can talk to a 93 year old woman and she got a smile on her face. When I come through the door, she just lights up. That lets me know that if I hold on and hold out, what in the world I got to complain about a young man? Talking about being tired. But if you look where your strength comes from. Got to excuse me this morning. I'm supposed to know better than this. But God has been too good. Let me try to get together. It's a very good time. All right. When I think of what Jesus means to us this morning, let us not forget this morning, those of us that get caught up into the fact of a holiday season. If there was no Jesus, then there wouldn't be a holiday. So you can have the holiday all you want to. It's Merry Christmas, Jesus. We done flipped and flopped it to where it's so commercialized, we done forgot what it's all about. But Isaiah told us a long time ago, for unto us is born, unto us is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Even before Jesus was born through Mary, he appeared to men in the Old Testament as an angel of God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for what he is to me. Now all I'm trying to do is get a few of these points that God wants me to have, and I'm going back and I'm going out. But I do want you to know this morning that all of us that think that we are so intelligent, let us understand this morning that your wisdom must come through and by God. The Bible says that in order for you to have wisdom, wisdom begins with the fear of God. You got to understand that if you don't fear God, you don't really have any wisdom. Some of us think we know everything, but there are a lot of things that we don't know on this side. We got to understand that when fear comes in our life, I have no fear this morning what man can do unto me. For I serve a God that told me that I'm in his hands. And as long as I'm in his hand, he said, no man can pluck me out. So I thank God that I'm in the hands of the Almighty Lord. But there might be somebody in the house this morning that don't know God as their own personal Savior. There might be somebody that don't know that God is not far away. Well, Isaiah says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. The Lord is not far away. If you say that you got any intellect whatsoever, then you better learn how to start looking for the Savior. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in the house? Anybody got sense enough to know that it's not about you, but it's all about Jesus? And I stopped by to tell you this morning that if you're wise, then you know that you've been informed. And you learn that there is a God somewhere. And I found that wise men are still looking for Jesus. When I think about the story of Jesus, they tell me that there was a virgin by the name of Mary. Mary was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph. And the angel came unto Mary. Said that you conceived on the inside, it came from the Holy Ghost. I'm glad to know this morning that after the child was born, that there was a star that shined so bright that let the world know that the Savior of the world, he's born today. I stopped by to tell somebody, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that there was a king by the name of Herod that wanted to destroy the baby child. But there were some wise men that wanted to see this baby Jesus. The wise men at that time wasn't just wise with intellect, but they were the men that had expert in studying the stars. They could look in the stars and begin to tell the story. So I want to tell the story this morning. There was a baby child that was born by the Virgin Mary. His name is Jesus. The Bible says he'll save us from our sins. Have anybody in here sinned? Have anybody come short? I stop by to let you know that wise men are looking for the Lord this morning. Wise men that came from the east. Said, I'm looking for that child. I'm looking for the Messiah. The star that shines so bright. It led them all the way. Got right there over Jesus. And just took a stood still. Didn't move anymore. But when I think about this, I wonder this morning, are there any wise men in here? Is there anybody in here looking for Jesus? Is there anybody in here know that you can't make it without him? Anybody in here know that all you got to do is just search? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. He's not far away. You don't have to fall out in the floor. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Say, Lord, come on in my life. Open up your heart. Say, God, I welcome you in. Sit down and wine down with me for a while. And let me know that I am your child. Anybody in the house this morning? Does anybody love God this morning? Anybody love Jesus? Do you know this morning that there were three wise men? And as they came and they found this baby child, the story began to unfold. For it had been prophesied to them years ago that this child would be born. And when this child came into the world, he came for our salvation. Salvation this morning is free. And every time I think about all that the Lord God has done and is doing, we ought to thank God for Jesus this morning. We take it so lightly. There are times when we get to the Easter season and we talk about his death and his resurrection. We get a little excited. But before you die, you got to be born. So we recognize and we acknowledge and we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. After they had heard that this Messiah was born, they decided we must go and travel and find this child called Jesus. And if you know the story, even after they found him, the king had something up his sleeve. He wanted to destroy the baby child. But isn't it amazing how God knows our intent? When the angel of the Lord came unto the wise men, and told them, don't go back, because he's planning to kill this baby. So instead of going back, the wise men went a whole nother way, glorifying God and telling about the goodness of Jesus. goodwill toward all men. Peace has been born in the land. Why are we killing the peace? Why are we not loving one another? Jesus came and then he said, a new commandment that I will leave with you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Not just at Christmas, not just on your birthday, but every day. Love ye one another. And that love should go so deep that he even said, learn to love your enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody's not going to like you. But one thing about it, you're not going to have to give an account of what they do or say about you. But do recognize and understand that you will be accountable for everything that comes out your mouth, everything that you even think in your mind. So be careful how you think about your brothers and sisters. They may not hear you, but God does. And there will come a day that we all shall be brought before him. We shall bow at his feet. And we either going to hear, depart from me, or welcome home. I believe those of us that are in here this morning, we are here trying to hear him say, welcome. That's why we're here this morning. We're here to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And very calmly, I say to you this morning, wise men are still seeking Jesus. Yeah.